Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We are taking a live look at downtown Raleigh, where in less than 24 hours, people will flood the streets for New Year's Eve celebrations. WRAL will host First Night Raleigh tomorrow, starting at 2 in the afternoon, and it's going to be a chilly one. WRAL's meteorologist Kat Campbell is here with how cold it's expected to be. Kat.
As everybody's lining up there, we'll be able to watch it live on the Jimmy V's camera tomorrow, and everybody's going to need their jacket that's headed out that way. During the afternoon, it's actually going to be really nice. With the sunshine that we see tomorrow, it'll be feeling pretty nice for, you know, late December at least. Temperatures reach the mid-50s during the afternoon. The fun kicks off for WRAL First Night Raleigh starting at 2 o'clock. As we get toward the kids' acorn drop at 7 o'clock, we'll be cooling down 47 degrees by 7 o'clock. And for the midnight acorn drop, 40 degrees. You're going to be there a little later, 39 at 1 a.m. Make sure that you are bundling up. The good news is we've got nice dry weather as we ring in the new year. 55 for the high tomorrow. Monday, we'll see an increase in clouds for New Year's Day, but it is likely to remain dry. I've taken out rain chances on Monday. I'll have a closer look at what to expect as we head into the new year coming up, Julian.
All right, we are all ears about that. Thank you, Kat. Arson investigators are looking into a townhouse fire that left three people injured in Raleigh, including one person who jumped from the building and another person who was critically burned. It happened around 3 this morning on Hourglass Court. That's where we find WRAL's Carly Haynes. And Carly, you talked to neighbors in that area.
Julian, it was a very scary night for them. We're here right now. Fire cleaning crews were here for nearly the entire afternoon. They just left a few minutes ago. But caution tape is still outside of this unit. This is the unit where the fire began. Doors, windows still boarded up. And then those flames rose through the roof and eventually spread to the unit next door. Now, this is video of the fire as it was happening. Neighbors tell us the people on that end unit whose roof caught fire, they were okay. They were able to safely evacuate, but that's not the case for the other unit where that fire began. Severe damage to their entire townhome. We know one woman was sent to the hospital with critical burn injuries. Another person had jumped out of a window on the upper floor. They were also transported to Wake Med along with a third person. And several nearby homes were told to evacuate by first responders. We spoke to one neighbor who let those people come into her home overnight while they waited for the green light to return.
It's hard not to look at, and it's hard not to worry about the the family that was taken away by ambulance and the ones that are displaced, and the destruction is immense.
And several neighbors told us they plan to get fire ladders out of their front windows in case something similar like this happens to them in the future. This cause of the fire is still being looked into, but we do know arson investigators were on scene overnight. Julian.
We're hoping for a speedy recovery for all of those victims involved. Carly Haynes reporting live for us in Raleigh tonight. Thank you. Well, crews have been searching for a boater missing on the Cape Fear River for 3 days now. Roughly 60 people from multiple agencies are helping in the search, which once again turned up nothing. On Thursday afternoon, 5 people set out from Letts Landing. They encountered rough water and strong currents, and all 5 ended up in the water. 4 of them were brought to safety. 1 person remains missing. We're still working to confirm their ages. Now, water levels on the river are 5 to 7 feet higher than usual after recent rains. Goldsboro police say a 17-year-old boy died after being shot. It happened just after 9 o'clock last night on Hughes Street. Goldsboro police received a shot spotter alert for multiple gunshots in the area. The teen's identity has not yet been released. Police are investigating the shooting as a homicide and say the investigation is ongoing. A man was found dead in Wayne County in a home while investigators were investigating a breaking and entering. Now, this happened at a house on Big Daddy's Road just outside of Pikeville. Wayne County deputies found 39-year-old Robert Mitchell shot in the home. Investigators say Mitchell and the 911 caller who reported the break-in knew each other. Investigators are working to determine how the death and breaking and entering are related. A man is in jail after an armed robbery at a Goldsboro motel. According to police, Daquan McLamb, that's what we're told, entered a room at the Best Value Inn. He then hit a woman with a gun several times before stealing her property and just running off. The woman sustained injuries to her head and her face. Police found and arrested McLamb minutes away from the scene. He faces one count of robbery with a dangerous weapon and one count of assault with a deadly weapon. We know you're counting. New Year's is just over 24 hours away, and there are plenty of people out there finalizing their big plans for the big night. But as you know, they are not alone. With thousands of people expected for WRAL First Night Raleigh, the police department and the Wake County Sheriff's Office are making some plans of their own. WRAL's Eric Miller explains.
As you can see, barricades and other safety measures are already in place here on Fayetteville Street, part of a suite of changes law enforcement agencies are putting in place trying to keep people safe. Whether you're staying in,
trying to stay warm,
or going out,
oh, we'll be down here tomorrow night.
The celebrations are almost here. But before you get too carried away this holiday season, know that police in Raleigh and Wake County are stepping up their operations.
We'll have two platoons, 24/7.
Lieutenant Bradley Heacox with the Wake County Sheriff's Office says his office is prepared after what was already a busy Christmas.
We'll get calls. We're just hoping that it's not for anything where somebody's, you know, New Year's is ruined.
Heacox says too many of those calls will be about two things, drinking and driving and fireworks and guns.
Keep the firearms secured in safes.
Raleigh police aren't releasing details on their security plans for New Year's, but officers will be out on patrol. The sheriff's office says in addition to its two platoons, the crash reduction and impact teams will be on the roads as well.
They focus on the motor vehicle laws and the highways, but they will also can respond to areas to impact the area if high call volume or something to that effect.
All the more reason to take an Uber, put away the guns, and play it safe for the holiday.
Better be safe than sorry.
In Raleigh, Eric Miller, WRAL News.
We are getting you ready for the big, big night. We are your home for WRAL First Night Raleigh. If you want to watch from your couch, just sit back and relax. Expanded coverage of all the fun starts tomorrow at 10 p.m. on Fox 50. Our coverage will continue straight through the midnight acorn drop and fireworks. You can also watch the acorn drop on WRAL right after Sunday night football. It will be a lot of fun. Well, this is a live look at Times Square in New York City. Now, where the NYPD says it is ready to monitor the party and big celebration as the ball drops tomorrow. As CB Cotton reports, it takes meticulous planning to keep the massive amount of partygoers filling the streets safe in the Big Apple.
Happy New Year!
Times Square is just about ready to ring in the new year. The ball drop is such a big deal. Even the confetti drop gets a test run ahead of the final countdown of 2023.
It's awesome here.
Great.
Yeah.
The stage is set and security is tight as the NYPD prepares for a crowd in the hundreds of thousands. New York City Mayor Eric Adams and NYPD officials have both said there are no credible threats to the city's iconic bash in Times Square, but they do anticipate pro-Palestinian demonstrators who've taken to the city streets the entire holiday season to try and disrupt the festivities.
It's not going to be tolerated. It's not going to be accepted. This is a city where we're clear. There's no room for hate. And there's no room for breaking laws. You break the law, you're going to have to deal with the New York City Police Department in the process.
This coming New Year's, the country's largest cities are taking no chances. Chicago is now putting the finishing touches on its party preparations, with the police presence expanded there. Officers will be stationed across the city and on the transit system for the jam-packed holiday weekend.
The traffic control will be out there to assess the situation, be very fluid.
When the clock strikes 12 in Chicago, fireworks will light up the sky at the iconic Navy Pier and along the river.
We're going to wing it, but, you know, Chicago has a lot of awesome sights and places to be.
Back here in New York City, the NYPD says it will deploy thousands of officers, use K-9 units and security checkpoints, along with drones, to monitor the crowds. In New York, CB Cotton, WRAL News.
All right, let's talk about traffic now. This has been a very busy day for travelers on the road. This is a live look at I-40 at the Durham Freeway and I-540 right there. And then I-40 at Rock Quarry Road and US-1 U.S. 64 as well. Now, according to AAA, the very worst of traffic is expected from now through 7 o'clock tonight. You shouldn't see too many traffic impacts tomorrow or Monday. All right, we're not done. We still have so much more to talk about. For many, New Year's Eve is a time to celebrate with friends and family. But for people struggling with addiction, the holiday can be a difficult time. The steps people recovering from addiction can take to stay sober and safe. Plus, the mother of civil rights leader William Barber receives one of the state's highest honors. Her achievements now being honored. All of that next.
This has arguably been one of the most consequential years in state politics in at least a decade. We go on the record with state government reporter Travis Fain revisiting some of the biggest political stories of the year. What changed and what you can expect to see in a potentially democracy-defining 2024. On the record tonight at 7:30.
Welcome back. I can't believe it. New Year's Eve is just one day away. Now, for a lot of people, it's a time to celebrate, right? However, for some who are in drug or alcohol recovery, it can be triggering. Sunday night, people around the world will celebrate the beginning of 2024. Many people throw big parties marking the new year with a toast. Kelly Ross, the director of the opioid treatment program at Southlight, tells us those celebrations could be triggering for someone with a history of substance abuse.
It's really hard to feel like you're normal with all of these images and these thoughts around what makes a good New Year. So it can really set people back.
Ross says it's important for people in recovery to remember your limits when celebrating.
Know what your triggers are, know how you're going to cope when you see those triggers, and kind of set boundaries and lower your expectations, right? Let people know, hey, this is who I am and this is what I can put up with.
A lot of people want to ring in the new year with friends and family, but that may not always be the best environment for someone trying to stay sober.
You can go to more family-friendly events where there will be less temptations, more events that are driven around connecting with people, but without the alcohol or substance.
There are, though, plenty of events around town that are about more than just popping a bottle of champagne, like WRAL's First Night Downtown. And even if a person in recovery is working hard to stay clean, mistakes happen. Ross says it's important not to beat yourself up too much, but to get back on the right track.
Slipping up is part of recovery. That's it. You can't hold that against yourself forever, right? It is all part of the journey. Recovery is a marathon. It's not a short race.
Those are some great tips right there. Now, we do not want to rush through this number you see right here. If you or someone you know is experiencing a substance use crisis, call or text 988 or chat at 988lifeline.org for a trained crisis counselor 24/7. That number is right there for you. A prestigious award today for Eleanor Barber, mother of civil rights leader William Barber. She received one of the state's highest honors, the Order of the Longleaf Pine. Eleanor Barber moved to North Carolina from the Midwest in the 1960s to help integrate the state's public school system. Now, the award comes as Barber celebrates her 90th birthday. This is video of that birthday celebration today. What a remarkable woman and a well-deserved honor. Congratulations to her once again. A lot of people have been buying Powerball tickets today before tonight's big, big drawing. That jackpot has climbed to an estimated $760 million. You can tune in to a live drawing tonight on WRAL at 11 o'clock. I know you will be watching. Ah, Kat, my wife would love to see what is behind you. That is snow.
Me too, Julian. I'm still hopeful for some snow as we get toward the end of the month and into February. But I want to show you the mountains. We expected that they would see some snow, and they did. There's not a lot on the ground in Boone, but the snow is still falling there. I don't think it'll add up there, but just up the road, Banner Elk looking pretty good at Lees McRae College. You can see the snow that they have there just off the road and on the grass. And of course, the North Carolina Arizona ski resorts have been loving the snow and the cold air to make some snow. Great skiing weather this weekend in our mountains. Here at home, we don't have any of the snow, but we do have some nice dry weather. It was a beautiful start to the weekend, though chilly. Temperatures are already in the 40s tonight there at the Natural Sciences Museum in downtown Raleigh. If we look at satellite radar, the cold front passed. It is out of here. The upper level energy is passed as well. And tomorrow we have high pressure briefly building in, and that's going to bring a lot of sunshine before we see another band of some clouds roll in tomorrow night and into Monday. We're going to be dealing with the cooler air for a while now, but these numbers are just close to normal for this time of year. It's just feeling like winter again around here. 33 is the normal low. We're at 30 tomorrow morning, 37 Monday morning, a little bit milder because of Sunday night into Monday morning's clouds. 30 on Tuesday and then back down in the upper 20s by next Wednesday morning. If we take a look at your WRAL first night forecast on Sunday, a couple of acorn drops, one for the kids at 7 o'clock, you know, or the adults that maybe just don't want to make it until midnight. I get that. 47 at 7 o'clock, by 10 p.m. 43, and by midnight 40 degrees. Make sure that you are bringing a jacket with you, or at least wear a thick sweater on Sunday night. I would opt for the jacket with a sweater underneath, though, in my opinion. Midnight town by town, 37 in Roxborough, 40 in the Triangle, 41 for Southern Pines, 39 possible in Rocky Mount. Of course, a lot of people have fitness goals on their minds as we head into the new year. And if you're getting a head start tomorrow, if you can wait until the afternoon, it ends up being a beautiful afternoon. It's a cold start in the morning, but we've got full sunshine with us, 31 degrees at 8 a.m. By noon, 50 degrees. By 2 o'clock, 55. It really is going to feel good as long as you're in the sunshine. 55 in Raleigh, as well as Durham and Wilson. 53 in Roxborough and South Hill. 54 for Lewisburg and Roanoke Rapids. 56 in Fayetteville. 56 in Smithfield. And 55 in Southern Pines. So it's going to feel cool outside. It's going to feel like winter, but if you're in the sun, it's not going to be too bad out there tomorrow. Looking ahead for New Year's Day, I've taken out rain chances. It's just clouds I'm thinking that'll move through on Monday. We cool down a little bit Tuesday, and then we have that potential for rain as we head into Thursday. But the trend I've seen today is that low pressure tracks farther south. That would lower rain chances. If that trend holds tomorrow, I'm going to remove rain chances on Thursday. As we get into next weekend, it looks like Saturday night into Sunday would be our next rainmaker. I like the location of the low, just no good cold air source for anything other than rain the way it looks now.
I know you want that. All right. Thank you, Kat. Pat is here for us. And Pat, let's talk about Duke.
Yeah, the non-conference schedule now over. So how are we feeling about the Blue Devils? You know, I'll give you one reason to be excited. His name is Jared McCain. The freshman continues to rise. Highlights versus Queens after the break.
That's just outstanding work all by yourself.
So Duke hasn't lived up to its preseason number two ranking. Who cares? For John Shire, it's not how you start. It's how you do in the NCAA tournament. The important thing right now, they are getting better. No transcendent talent on this team, but Jared McCain emerging as their go-to freshman. Duke hosting Queens from Charlotte, not New York. First half, McCain says, "What's up?" from the best coast. California native nails the three. Tyrese Proctor back from injury. First game in almost a month. Looks all right. Basket and the foul. He had 9 points off the bench. Queens not going away, though. Dayton Albury has a little something to show the NBA scouts here. Nice finish, just a 13-point game at the half. Now remember what I said about transcendent talent? Might have to take that back. McCain, incredible in traffic. He had 24 points. Duke wins 106-69. Wake Forest opening ACC play with Virginia Tech. Demon Deacons, no stranger to the transfer portal. Last year it was Tyree Appleby. Now it's Gonzaga transfer Hunter Salas. And here's another one, Kevin Miller. The Central Michigan transfer averaging 17 points per game. How does Steve Forbes find these guys? Wake Forest wins 86-63.
So please, join us in a moment of silence to honor the life and memory of Aaron Marge Russell.
A moment of silence followed by minutes of applause. An emotional night at Dean Smith Center as Carolina continues to mourn the loss of Eric Montross. It was the first home game since the big man passed away after a battle with cancer. Jones Angel left an empty seat for him on the radio broadcast, a seat he held for 18 seasons. Montross will forever have a place in everyone's heart at Carolina, including his former teammate, Hubert Davis. Davis misses his friend, but maybe most of all, sympathizes with his family.
Having lost my mother at a young age, you know the road ahead for Eric's wife and his children. And every day, it gets worse. And so my heart goes out to their family.
Davis and the Tar Heels beat Charleston Southern 105-60, their largest margin of victory under Davis. Bryce Young gave Panthers fans the greatest gift for Christmas. Hope. All you can really ask for with this team right now. This season, you just need a reason to believe. The Panthers didn't win Sunday versus the Packers, but in a lot of ways, it felt like one. Young had his first 300-yard passing game and was just a few plays short of his second straight come-from-behind victory. Now he gets the Jaguars' 28th-ranked pass defense. He knows just because he's tasted success doesn't mean he's entitled to it.
I felt like as a unit, you know, we started to hit our stride a little, which was obviously really encouraging. You know, it was good to kind of see the little things, little details that went into that. So it was good to reflect on. And then now, you know, it's another week where we have to earn the right to be able to replicate those good things that we did, and then, you know, learn from the stuff that we still have to improve on.
Young said he's had a good Christmas, still gets more gifts than he gives from his parents. A reminder, Julian, he's just a kid. There's still time.
Yeah, there's still time. All right, thanks, Pat. And thank you for joining us. NBC Nightly News is next. Have a great evening.